Shvius, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches. Misha Yelo Peir Shvius Vigia Shasa Beer. Person has Peir Shvius and the time of beer arrives. Michalik Mazon Sholosh Suudais, Lechol Echor Ve Echor. So first, what he's immediately allowed to do is give 3 sudois to every single person that's in his house, like the Rav explains. And then he can give his relatives and his neighbors, because he's got to get rid of it right away. And then what he needs to do, the Rav explains, is to leave it by the door of his house. And he would say, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, whoever needs this should come take it. And as the Mishnah continues, Vaniyim oichlin achar habir. And then after the beer, after this is done, and now he's mafkir everything, aniyim can eat from this. Avaloi Ashirim, but Ashirim cannot eat from these fruits or grain or whatever that you brought outside after you did your beer and your mafkarit. They cannot eat from it. Ashirim does not mean Ashirim Dafka. It means, as the Tiferes Sol explains, an ani here is any person that right now doesn't have these types of fruits or vegetables or grain in his own house. He's considered an ani. So the aniim, anybody else, is allowed to eat after the beer. Avaloi Ashirim, but not somebody that does have. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. And as we know, the Shas beer goes, like we've said earlier, depending on which land that you're in. So we have the 3 lands. And we also know that, for example, the Brisa tells us that by grapes, it would be up until Pesach of the year after Shemitah. Or by Zeis and by olives, it would be up until Shavuos of the 8th year. And also by Groigeres, by figs, it would be up until Chanukah. And by dates, it's up until Purim. And these Zmanim are specifically if we don't know that there's nothing left in the fields in the specific territory, the land that we're talking about. But if you actually know that there's nothing left, then you have to do these things. You have to be mafkaret.
Even before these times that are listed.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Aniyim V'Echad Ashirim Oichlin Achra Beer. Rabbi Yossi says that an Aniyim can eat after beer, and even Ashirim can eat after beer. Anybody can eat. Once a person does the beer and is mafkarit, then anybody else is allowed to eat from it. And the Rav brings down to the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, depending on how you learn the Pasuk, the Torah says, V'ochlu evyonei amcha v'yisram. Evyonei amcha, that they should eat it. The question is it two separate words, like the way Rabbi Yossi learns? You can learn it, both of them can eat, whether it's evyonei and also amcha. Or you learn, like Rabbi Yehuda, which just means evyonei amcha. Dafka, one people, which is the only people that are allowed to eat it, are the evyonim, the poor people. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Now, it's interesting to know here, this is the famous Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that when we have to be Mevar something, we have to actually destroy it. That's what he says in the Yarech HaZokah, the Mishnah Torah, that we have to actually destroy everything that's in the house, has to be taken out and destroyed. So the interesting thing is the Rambam had a girsa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Echad Aniyim V'Echad Ashirim Ein Oichlin Achar Bir, that nobody's allowed to eat, differently than the way we have it. So according to the Rambam, since he has that girsa, that nobody's allowed. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to destroy it. And the Rambam also paskins like Rabbi Yossi. He has a different gear than Rabbi Yossi. And that's why the Rambam himself says that you have to destroy it. Now, if you don't go like the Rambam, so you don't have to destroy it, you just have to be mafkrit. What about the guy himself? Is he allowed to be mafkrit and then take it himself? So we've said this earlier, and Taisi Santa brings it here too, that the only isser that one has to do with beer is to treat it like himself without being mafkrit first. But once a person is mafkrit, if he's now zoich and he brings it back into his own house, he's fine, he's allowed to eat it now. And this, they bring up, is this, the famous sheet of the Ramban, that a person just has to be mafkert, and with that, he can bring it into his own house and continue eating it afterwards.